NFL fans, this is the Arizona segment of the Sandlot Show. We've got some great guests lined up for you, so sit back and listen in. We've got the trivia question coming later. And I want to thank our sponsors, Deer Valley Credit Union, Victory Lane Sports Park, Arizona Baseball Network, and Sandlot Baseball Academies.
Hi, I'm John Freitas with All-Star Baseball Academy, and I listen to the Sandlot.
Our next guest on the show is Coach Dave Grant from Glendale Community College. Coach Grant's one of my favorite people, and I don't really get to see him very often. I had the honor and privilege to play for him a long time ago, back in 1979.
Coach, how you doing?
Doing fine today, Mike. Thanks.
This is what, you're going to be your 29th year at the college?
30th coming up. Next year will be my 30th season here.
30th coming up, and I was in the middle of my 2 years, and you had just started your first year when I was through my second year, and it's been a long time. You've been there a long time.
You were nice enough to put up with me that first year, but it's been a long time and a good run.
Yeah, I wish we would have. Wish we would have played a little better for you that year.
I probably could have coached better too.
Well, the ACCAC conference. Are you the head of the ACCAC in Arizona?
No. I'm the coaches association rep. Kind of varies around every year. I am currently the president of the NJCAA Coaches Association, which is the National Junior College Association, but I'm not the president of the ACCAC, no.
Okay, but the local groups, all the community colleges throughout the state.
Next year there'll be 14.
14, and the cool thing about your conference is it's been all wood bat for quite some time.
I think next year will be our fifth year doing that, maybe our sixth even, and it's been a great change, a great improvement in my estimation. It's a much more enjoyable game to coach, and I think the players like playing it better, frankly.
Are there other conferences that have gone to wood since you guys?
The conference right above us, which includes Southern Nevada, College of Southern Idaho, Western Nevada, Colorado Northwestern, those guys use wood, and then there's a conference to the east of them, which is Otero and Trinidad, and a couple other schools, I can't remember, they use wood. And then up in the Pacific Northwest, they're not part of the NJCAA, but both the states of Oregon and Washington, all their junior colleges use wood as well.
Nice, and now you're headed off for kind of a game this week, right?
We have a three-game series this weekend. It's an NJCAA All-Star Series. We've hopefully picked 22 of the best junior college players in the country. We're playing the Taiwan national team in a three-game series in Millington, Tennessee, just prior to their heading to North Carolina to play the USA national team, which is the college players. But the Taiwan team will eventually be a good portion of their Olympic team this summer.
Wow. Is there any Arizona guys on that team?
Rick Anton, who's a pitcher at Yavapai, is on the team. And Josh Spence, who's a left-handed pitcher from Central Arizona College, is also on the team.
Well, that's great, great. Are you involved in the tournament at all?
Oh, I'm sort of an administrator, and I'll probably throw some batting practice, but I am not on the coaching staff, no. I did that a couple years ago, but this year I'm just sort of a bigwig.
The Gauchos program's been, you know, you've had some very, very, very good teams over the years, and I mean, you tell us a little bit about some of the national tournaments and championship events that you've been in your 29 years.
We were at the Division I World Series, which is in Grand Junction, Colorado. That team had Paul Laduca on it, who obviously has had a nice major league career, among some other players. Our current assistant coach, Paul Hatcher, was on that team as well. In 2003, we had moved down a classification, and the Division II NJCAA World Series is in Millington, Tennessee, and we went to that tournament in 2003 as well.
So now the Gaucho program, you've had quite a few players that have moved on, you know, to Division I ball, professional ball. You know, who's some of your favorite players over the years, and who are some of the guys that made the big leagues?
Favorite players is hard to say because there's been an awful lot of them. This past weekend, our fourth player made it to the big leagues. A young man from Mountain Ridge High School, Eddie Bonine, was called up to the big leagues and pitched against the Dodgers. Got a win in his first appearance. So that's exciting for him. It's exciting for us. Paul Laduca has obviously had a nice major league career. Jeff Houston, who is a shortstop infielder out of the Sedona area, played for us for 2 years and played in the big leagues for 10 years. And then a right-handed pitcher named Randy McCammett from Greenway High School basically had a short stint in the big leagues, just a, September-October call-up 1 year, and unfortunately never got back. But we have had four guys go to the big league, so that's pretty good.
I know you got a couple of awesome daughters. They kind of just hooked you up recently, right, for Father's Day?
I'm meeting one of our daughters after the day I get back from Millington. The next morning I hop on a plane, and I'm meeting one of my daughters in Omaha to watch the finals, the final two teams in the best two out of three series. We're going to stay there for Monday and Tuesday and watch those two games. So, yeah, that was a pretty good Father's Day. Turns out she was in Omaha anyway for business, so we're just going to meet there and go to a couple of ball games. Should be a great time. I've never been there before.
Oh, really? Yeah, it's an awesome time. I would have loved that present this last weekend, but good for you.
Yeah, thanks.
Hey, back to the wood bats now. Any advice you got for our – we've got a lot of young listeners that are, you know, either little league, club ball, high school type players. You know, you got any advice for them regarding wood bats and what they can do for you?
It's a slightly different swing simply because I think there's not as much margin for error as there would be on the aluminum bat. Ball doesn't come off the bat as fast, I don't think. Ball doesn't travel as far, I don't think. As far as advice goes, you know, you have to use what you have to use, but I think if you're going to progress eventually, you need to make sure you're keeping your swing as short and compact as possible, that you're trying to keep the ball in the middle of the field all the time and hit line drives rather than fly balls. And then wood bat versus metal bat, there's not that much of a transformation there. It's just an easier crossover, I think. As long as you're fundamentally sound with the aluminum bat, you're going to do the same things with the wood. You just don't want to get careless or too aggressive or too home run happy.
Yep, great. That's good advice. Okay, well, on the show, you know, we like to find out where you grew up and where your sand lots were, you know, where you used to go play with your buddies in your makeup game. So why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, I moved to Phoenix, or our family moved to Phoenix in first grade. I went to St. Francis Grade School, which is in central Phoenix. Played in St. Francis Little League all the way through, I guess, you know, the minor leagues and the major leagues and the pony leagues. And then I went to Brophy Prep. Played high school ball there for 4 years. Went to Loyola, what's now Loyola Marymount University in Los Angeles. Played there for 4 years. Did a year of graduate study in California and then returned back to Brophy as a baseball coach. That was my first coaching job in 1973.
Any special places you guys used to make up your baseball games?
We used the field at St. Francis a bunch, not only for our games, but you know, a lot of us would ride our bikes over there to the school during the day. Obviously, we played during the street or in the street during the afternoons as well. I get a kick out of Mark Grace and those guys when they're announcing the Diamondbacks game, talking about that car thing they're doing now. Because I can remember doing that a bunch where we'd break up our game just because the car was coming down the street.
Yeah,
that old street ball stuff is pretty fun. We didn't play stick ball, but we played regular. Oh, catcher's, what do they call that? Catcher's mitt or pitcher's mitt or whatever.
Pitcher's hand, yeah.
Yeah, there we go. I had a good time doing that stuff.
Great. Well, listen, Coach, good luck in your 30th year.
You've
done a lot. You've done a great job for a lot of kids over the years, and we appreciate you being on the show. Have fun on your trip to Millington, and then good time with your daughter in Omaha.
I'll do it. Thanks very much, Mike.
All right. See you, Coach.
Take care.
Hi, I'm AJ Young from the ASBA Baseball Academy, and I listen to Sandlot.
Our next guest on the Sandlot show is Eddie Bullnine. He's a local guy who grew up here in Arizona. And, Eddie, I'm just so excited to interview you. You just got called up to the big leagues and pitched your first game on Saturday on national TV. I can't think of a better story. But how you doing today?
Doing fine, man. Just barely got here to San Francisco for our little three-game series with the Giants. And, you know, just trying to get my feet back on the ground and just kind of let this stuff sink in. But everything's been going real good.
So you got, what'd you get, a phone call last week sometime?
Yeah, I got called into the manager's office the day I was supposed to, my last start in Toledo was supposed to be on Thursday, and just when I got to the field, I had to go to the manager's office, and kind of got the gist of some things through the internet and through family and friends texting me about some things that Jim Leland had said in the media, but officially found out once I got to the field, and, you know, my manager there in LP in Toledo, just let me know that I got called up and I was going to be making a start on Saturday.
And that was the Fox game, which I think a lot of people got to see. But how did you get up to Detroit?
Toledo's only about 45 minutes from Detroit, so luckily my wife was there, and we just drove up on Friday afternoon and got settled into the hotel and then tried came to see it. So.
Nice. I mean, that's a lot of people's dreams, but how was it after you finally got to do it? How did you feel?
Oh, I was very, very, very thankful. You know, I was blessed to have that opportunity, and it was everything I expected and then some. It was a lot of fun. You know, obviously the piloting wasn't the best, but, you know, those guys, they scored some runs for me and ended up getting a win and, you know, had a lot of firsts for me, and, you know, it was awesome.
A win's a win, and you pitched pretty good. I got to watch most of that game. Yeah, and then your dad played professional ball. I remember growing up watching the San Francisco Giants Farm Club. And where all did your dad play professionally?
He was actually in the Houston Astros organization for, I'm not even sure, 5, 6, 7 years. And the highest he got was up in the AAA, and then he had an arm surgery. And, you know, in those days, that ended his career. And then he was a coach in the Expos organization as well as the Giants organization. And, you know, I was brought up in that whole baseball thing. You know, I spent my summers on a bus and in a minor league stadium somewhere. So, you know, I had some experience going into this, but nothing, obviously, on this stage.
Oh, that's great. Now, you local guy, I think you played at Mountain Ridge High School.
Yes, sir.
Yep, and then you were a Gaucho at Glendale Community College.
Yep. And then I went my junior year, I was at Washington State University, and then transferred to the University of Nevada, Reno. There was Coach Powers for my senior year, and, you know, luckily I was given a chance by the Padres getting drafted, and then ended up over with the Tigers through a minor league Rule 5 draft, which is, you know, kind of one of those things where teams evaluate and make decisions, and other teams have the opportunity to pick guys up, and the Tigers took a chance and picked me up, and now I'm here.
That's great. Well, listen, on the show we like to go back into your younger years, find out what you and your buddies, you know, the Sandlot fields and locations that you had, any made-up baseball games. What did you guys used to do out here?
I actually grew up over in the, you know, 43rd Avenue, Peoria area, and I used to always go to this little park right by our house called Cactus Park, you know, play some games there. And then I also was in a cul-de-sac. Like, I grew up in a cul-de-sac, and so we didn't have too much traffic going in and out of our little cul-de-sac area, so we had a little baseball diamond where we used to play, you know, play roller hockey, baseball right there in the cul-de-sac, so that was pretty cool. And then started out Little League, stuff like that. I was at Choya Little League over there in right around the Moon Valley High School area, so that's kind of where I grew up, you know, playing baseball with my friends, basketball, you know, everything.
Well, great. Hey, just before I forget, Coach Grant says hi. I was talking to him today, and he's sorry he missed your start, but he's going to keep an eye on you.
Sorry. I'll give him a call here in the next 2 days once things settle down. But, he's a great guy, and he helped me out so much in my baseball career. And obviously it was one of the earlier years of my just being a pitcher. As far as in high school, I was playing infield positions, and, you know, him and Coach Hatch and all them guys, all them coaches down there at GCC helped me out tremendously, and I give a lot of thanks to them.
Great. Well, listen, Eddie, I really appreciate you being on the show, and it's so exciting that you got up there to the bigs, and we'll keep an eye on you. Thanks for being on the Sandlot Show.
All right, thank you.
It's time for the Santisi Brothers trivia question. To answer, just be on the Victory Lane website, click on the Sandlot logo, and you'll have a place to enter your name and the trivia answer. Helping us this week with the question is Austin Storms from Centennial High School. How you doing, Austin?
I'm doing pretty good.
All right, Austin's going to read the question for this week, so be ready to answer.
What Pittsburgh Pirate had exactly 3,000 hits before dying in a plane crash?
Okay, there's the question. Go to our website, put your answer in, and the first one to put in the right answer will win a nice gift certificate to Santisi Brothers Pizzeria and Sports Grill.